Good afternoon, or evening, or morning. This is on-demand programming. I don't know when you're listening to it, but more like radio listeners. This is Chris from Brooklyn. This is our second show on the Gas Digital Network, but we are crossing it over with More Like Radio. We'll be doing that for the time being as Gas Digital builds up their website. Then the show will be exclusive to Gas Digital. We will still be working with More Like Radio. At least me and Johnny will. I'm not sure about Pepper as of now. We'll certainly be appearing on shows like Dutch and Royce. Johnny already did that. Cousin Joe show. We'll still be working with guys like Hammy from Brain Stew. We might be doing something that might is the working title of it is the BK Chris and Bronx Johnny show. Hopefully we'll come up with a better name because that's terrible. So if you want to keep hearing the show in its current form, High Society Radio, just go over to iTunes and find High Society Radio and subscribe. Rate the show, review the show. Rate and review More Like Radio. You know you like Papa's Basement, Alcohol by Volume, all those guys. All right, so that's it. Without further ado, here, this is, I'm sorry, last week we didn't go up with episode one, but this is episode two of Gas Digital. And actually, you know what? I feel like I should explain why we're doing the move. A big part of it is just resources. You know, MLR is based out of Florida, so it doesn't really help us up here in New York as much. It's a dedicated studio with cameras, with a producer that we don't have to pay. So it just kind of makes life easier. It makes it easier for us to put out more consistent, better content for everybody listening. And again, me and Johnny have definitely spoke to the people at More Like Radio, and we want to continue on there in some fashion. So now, without further ado, here is High Society Radio, the second episode from the Gas Digital Network.
If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a meth, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
Radio on the Gas Digital Network, gasdigitalnetwork.com.
Are you just sniffing that marker?
It smells good. Gasdigital.com, gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get plenty of merch. You get t-shirts. You get from the Part of the Problem, the Real Ass Podcast, the SDR Podcast. That's all at gasdigitalnetwork.com.
Coming soon, our merch. Don't forget.
And yeah, our merch, High Society Radio's merch. As for that, it's at HS Radio Show on Twitter. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
That's right. We made it to week two. Isn't this surprising?
Exact same show.
I thought this was going to happen. No, we know it's a different show because you guys are drinking Heineken as opposed to Miller High Life.
Well, this is a different show. This is a different episode of the same show.
Oh, I thought you were saying that we're repeating the same show.
No, I'm just saying the show hasn't changed at all, is all I'm saying.
Different shirts, different gear.
Okay, good. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. People realize that there's no continuity between this show and the last. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah, so it's at HS Radio Show on Twitter, High Society Radio on Instagram. reddit.com/r/high society radio. That's our subreddit. So the main Reddit, it's a subreddit.
We need to get accepted to r/all. That's how you really blow up.
Really?
Yeah, you got to get your Reddit on, you know.
Why are we on r/all?
I opted out as a moderator.
Oh, you're a moderator?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
Damn, son. I didn't know you were a moderator. I just thought you had a Reddit account. You got that gold? You got that gold status?
Oh, I been have that. I got triple gold.
What's good about Reddit gold? I've never had it.
The main thing is, right? Yeah. Let's say you look at Reddit from your phone.
Okay, my smartphone?
Your smartphone. And then you look at it on your desktop.
Okay.
Now, you might accidentally click the same link twice because the link will be unclicked. If you go from your smartphone to your desktop and back, the link will be unclicked. And you don't want to end up... I'm not trying to look at the same socially awkward penguin meme twice.
Okay.
Because I ain't got time for that shit.
That's a meme too. Sweet brown, bro. Speaking of memes, there's a brand. All right, this show we're gonna talk a lot about memes. You know why? Because I like them. They help me express myself.
No, it's good for like a largely audio based show to talk about a visual medium.
Well, no,
like
I have. This is an audio based meme. It's not just like, you know, whatever. Not like a shitty, like fucking stupid advice animal like Chris likes. No, this is a meme that actually blew up this past weekend. It was called "Damn Daniel."
Oh, good.
Johnny, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sadly. All right,
so this is like a 30-second video that blew up off this kid's Twitter, and everyone and their mother started talking about it.
Making money off of it.
Everyone making money off memes, bro. They're dank. Crazy. This is a dank meme.
Yes, it is.
And and then I knew it got really popular by Sunday when I went to BuzzFeed, and there were like five different – I hadn't even seen this thing yet, but I saw like five different articles about Damn Daniel.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, well, look, if BuzzFeed gets its hands on something hot, they're going to milk that shit.
They just suck that shit off hard.
They're a succubi.
The best thing is, have you seen... bring it back to Reddit, where, you know, I'm gainfully employed as a moderator.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're getting paid for that?
Tax returns looking nice.
What?
Yeah. Every post I moderate, I get $2,000.
So
Silicon Valley venture capital money, it's crazy. I don't really understand how the scale works, but I'm not claiming any of that, so it's all tax-free.
But wait, what? Then the IRS is going to come after you, bruh.
How?
Because you're, I don't know.
I'm good, bro. I'm like that mega upload dude that you like so much.
Oh, Kim.com?
Yeah, that's your boy.
That is
Kim.com.
All right, hold on. All right, so this Damn Daniel thing blew up. So I was like, damn, BuzzFeed's all over it. I got to see it. It's like the dress.
No, but what I was trying to say is that you know that BuzzFeed just takes the Ask Reddits and just makes slideshows.
Yeah,
and
Buzz it's just BuzzFeed articles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen
that's
that.
That's one of my favorite shits.
My favorite, one of. I mean, there's too many to even count about BuzzFeed.
All your favorite things about BuzzFeed. You should make a song about it.
Is there a song about it? Is that what you say that?
No.
Okay. Because I'd play it right now. I don't care.
Yeah, you would pop that shit.
They'll have like 15 things that Taylor Swift is great at. But like the 15 things, it won't be 15 things.
It'll be the same thing 15 times.
Different ways.
Yeah. Or it's just like different parts of a sentence.
Wearing this eyeshadow.
Yeah.
Matched with this lipstick.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Why are these things getting approved? I mean, this is the simplest of things, is you have 15 different points.
Well, you know what I think it is that people who are Taylor Swift fans will click that because they're like, I want to be reinforced in my fandom. And then people who are just like, there's no way Taylor Swift is going to have 15 things. We'll just click that.
I don't know, man. I think it's just shitty and lazy and stupid. But I guess that is what BuzzFeed is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
all right. So this Damn Daniel thing. All right. Do you have the video, Dana? All right. So I guess like, can we like watch it? How does this work at GasDigitalNetwork.com? So could people watch it in our video stream?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to bring it up right now.
Oh, shit. All right, nice. Chris, turn around so you can watch this. So this 30-second video is what is fucking really became very, very obscenely, stupidly popular over the weekend.
Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white van. Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the white vans. Dusty, man. Damn. Daniel.
So that whole video was 30 seconds of a dude just shooting his boy with a bunch of jump cuts, I guess.
His boy or his wannabe lover, son.
And just focused on this kid's shoes. And him, I guess the guy's name is...
I see the headline now. Damn, Daniel. Murder-suicide.
Murder-suicide all day, every day.
All right, so this is something on the show that if you're a new listener or viewer, would see Bronx Johnny. Is this
I think we have all agreed on it.
We've all agreed on this theory if it's a murder suicide and it's two dudes,
it's gay,
that they're it's a kind of a gay act.
That's pretty gay, bro.
Hey, Data, quiet down.
Yeah, it's definitely an act of passion.
It's good. Yeah, it's some hard shit, bro.
I mean, there's definitely more passion involved in a murder suicide than like fucking a dude.
Yeah, probably, man.
Because it's probably. So, if it's two dudes involved in murder-suicide, they're more than likely gay.
Sucking, fucking, stabbing,
We don't know. I mean, this is
burning.
Just a theory. I mean,
obvious. It ain't a theory if you've proved it time and again.
Okay.
Just say it.
So if you're going to go down with the murder-suicide, either, you know, your family or a man and a woman. But yeah, so that would prove they're gay. Another thing about this damn first of all right, Chris, what did you think of that badass, dank-ass meme viral video, bro?
Oh, it was great. It was great. I can see why the kids are all about that.
I fucking
seriously,
hate
why? Them. Why would you think that?
I don't know. It's just
sarcastic.
It's just dumb shit that fucking. It's just repetitive. You've played the same drop like dozens of times on this show.
Oh,
and by the end of
shit,
it, we're all
son.
Laughing.
He just Taylor Swift your ass. Son.
I ain't no T Swift.
You do that shit 15 times, 15
no,
different ways.
You're C slow.
Oh, I don't even get that one.
I'm just fucking.
Because he's slow.
Should have kept that in your pocket, B.
Because I'm slow and on the uptake, I'm slow.
Your cab ride's
slow. Slow of body and mind. So yeah, so damn Daniel. The thing is, like, all right. So listen to his boy. Like, do you think what? All right, what race do you think that guy was?
Definitely Asian.
Hell yes.
Right, you thought he was Asian?
High five.
I thought that was an Asian man. Data, can you just pull up a picture, even just for, or could you actually pull it up and put it on the video stream? Just pull it, like, damn Daniel Josh. That's his boy's name. Now, I would have bet all the money in the world.
He could be, like, a short, skinny, he'd have to be very skinny, but he could be some sort of South American.
Okay. Well, this is...
South Asian?
This is the dude. This is the dude that is damn Daniel's buddy, the one shooting this whacked out, stupid video. It's not even whacked out. It's just corny and dumb, and I hate it. All right, yeah, so see, the blonde kid sitting on the far left, look at that video. Chris, look at it.
Wait, that kid who looks like Justin Bieber sitting
yes,
with Ellen?
Yes, it's some weird white blonde kid just muttering damn
sense.
Daniel. It doesn't make any sense. It sounds like an Asian dude.
It's wait, can I hear it again? Bro. Can I actually just hear it one more time? Just the first damn Daniel?
Oh, this dude, he likes this meme.
Thank you, Dana.
I just want to hear it. I'm not gonna look again.
Yeah, good. That's good. You're like Daredevil.
I'm going to use my,
Daniel?
Yeah, that is an Asian voice.
Daniel,
I think they're pulling the wool over our eyes.
Trying to put that dick
Daniel,
in his mouth.
Back at it again with
what?
The white man.
That dude, that...
Right?
Listen, I'm just going to say this right now.
California.
You know, these young kids are just... They're very smart, and they're pulling a social experiment to just based on race. That is definitely an Asian voice.
No,
no
I don't know about that. I'll say they're smart because they make money off of it, though.
So what we're... How are they making money, Johnny?
Vans is offering them money for
what?
A deal. Because he had the all-white Vans on and shit.
Yeah, I know he got the all-white
Vans. Damn.
Damn, Johnny. I know they're all-white Vans.
Yeah,
I get
something
it, dude.
Like that. Fucking... The kid, his lover there, fucking got swatted. Which is kind of
what?
Funny. Yeah,
it's Josh, the fake Asian?
Yeah, well, he could have been a California surfer kid. I don't really know.
I think he is. He looks like a California surfer kid.
So that could
kid.
Be his
but
accent.
But there's no correlation from California surfer kid to Asian.
No, but now does his speaking voice sound like that also?
I don't know what
was
Josh
he on,
sounds like.
Was he on Ellen yet?
I have no idea.
He probably
sure
was.
Is there a clip of that kid just talking that you could find? I want to hear his speaking voice.
That's actually not
if it's not his
idea,
speaking
bro.
Voice, they're either pulling the wool over our eyes or he was just doing an Asian kid impression.
Which that makes it racist. Then.
Yeah, that makes them
no
racist, and we should all boycott the Ellen DeGeneres show because they were on there.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
I fucking knew it. I told you he's trying to bang that boy, bro.
Got it. I hope we find some audio of Josh, our boy. Yeah, so, all right, so, wait, you know what? I think I did hear it get swatted because I heard, like, some viral star or whatever.
Yeah, that was him. Well, he wasn't really the star.
You mean Magic
of it.
Johnson?
He was the producer
come on,
of it.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, it's not even relevant. They can't even find the virus in his body.
Yeah, I think the call was, someone called into his house, or called in that there was a murder at the house. That a
AK-47. Somebody shot their mom.
Yeah, someone shot their mother in the head with an AK-47.
Kids, very imaginative.
This kid's awesome, right?
Okay,
the swatter.
So this is them on Ellen. So he's probably going to talk.
Great! I can't wait to hear this shit. This fake Asian creep racist.
Well, if you haven't been hearing the word today.
Because, or not, or the video could just freeze.
That's all right. It's okay.
Did Ellen block her content?
Damn, Daniel.
See, she said the thing.
Okay, so this is crazy. Over 45 million views, and I was watching the audience watch that. And it's interesting, the people who have seen it before, and some people are going, what's happening? What is happening?
It's good. Because she said that, and that's...
You know, it was just like... It was just out of nowhere.
See, see, he has a white guy voice in that.
That's him.
All right, that was just, all right, that, all right, that's enough. I don't need anymore.
Josh is a racist. And all these kids that you know, Donnie, at where you work, they are all racist
they
for thinking that's great.
They all get detention tomorrow. That's how that's going.
Hell yeah, give them all racism detention. Except the Asian kids, they're allowed to laugh.
Well, I don't know.
That's how that works.
They didn't know no better, so they might get detention.
That I think we're bringing up something that no one has talked about yet about this damn Daniel thing.
We're giving it more burn than we should, but
no, that this kid. No, I've heard no one talk about that. This kid's a raging racist and he's hates Asian people.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's an excellent point. But I feel like the victim
and he's in California where there are many Asians.
I kind of feel the victim here out of all this is actually Daniel, though.
Why is Daniel the victim?
He didn't ask for that exposure.
Mad pussy.
I doubt that.
I bet he is.
You think so?
Like, what's his name? Taylor from Target, right? What was that kid's name?
Oh, right.
Who's Taylor from Target?
The white dude from Target, bro.
He became a meme real quick. Was just some, like dude Minnesota? Who, like, 13-year-old girls wanted to bang from Minnesota, like Target.
Get that red.
Somebody from Target.
No idea what you're talking
Alex
about.
Alex from Target.
Might have been. Yeah, you go. Maybe.
And I'm all about
I don't
dank
know why
memes.
You know that so
it's
well.
Not that dank of a meme. It took okay, me a minute.
That's why I don't know about it. Is
usually
he like super
up
hot?
On, your Tiger Teen shit. I don't know. You slipping, son.
Yeah, I said, Tiger Beat.
I'm all over this damn Daniel thing, all right?
Now, you do speak directly to the millennials.
Yeah, dude. I am the face of millennial culture.
You're the Bernie Sanders of podcasting.
You're 100% right.
Oh, yes.
And once I run for podcast president, it's going to be awesome.
That's an office? Nice.
Yeah, it's an office.
There's not really a lot of money in it, I guess.
No, why don't you kiss my ass, all right?
I think Ira Glass is the current president of podcasting.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, we keep bigging him up. I don't know who the fuck that dude is.
He's the president of podcasting.
He's This American Life.
Yeah, that's his fucking slogan, This American Life. He's the most presidential podcaster that exists, Ira Glass.
I'm going to have to check
Except
that
his
out.
Name is Ira Glass, he's a little Jewy. But if Bernie Sanders wins...
Bernie's pretty like...
Then we're
it's
good.
Different. It's not like a Puerto Rican black dude, if you think about it.
Puerto Rican
Sanders?
Are you just saying...
I didn't say that.
Are you just saying it's Barry Sanders and Bernie Williams?
Yeah, that's how I put it together.
Really?
That sound like that.
Okay.
Hey, you thought that kid was Asian, bro. A lot of people.
I'm telling you, he was in yellowface on audio. Whoa. Audio version of yellowface.
He's trying to make money, dude. They spend money. Gays and Asians buy a lot of shit.
Oh, this will go well.
Big fan, bro.
What do you mean? Gays and Asians. But they buy a lot of the same shit.
We got to start making
Hondas,
a lot of the same
right?
shit. Oh, all right.
Kawasaki Ninjas.
I didn't say that.
Like I said before, this show should not talk about race. I'll talk about other people talking about race, like this goddamn Josh kid from the damn Daniel video, who's a racist.
But, like, you don't think he's kind of, like, a victim here, Dan, of fucking a boy crush here? Because, like, he's not looking at him. Kid keeps catching him, like, side-eye. He's not even really looking
I
at him.
I think if Stanley's
like
right,
on his
and,
dick pretty
and
hard,
he's getting
man.
A significant amount of puss off this.
I don't know if he is, though. Like, maybe one or two girls, you know? Like, maybe head cheerleader at the school or some shit like that. I don't know, but... God bless him if he is, but I think that
head
other boy wants to bang
at
him.
This. What year do you think it is?
Hey, they have head cheerleaders, all right? That's
Johnny,
a fucking thing.
Johnny
still.
Doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
I don't, do I?
As usual. Jesus Christ.
I like how you guys are rolling your sleeves
it's
up.
Hot
he's
as fuck.
About to put
it's
some elbow grease in this podcast.
Yeah, right?
It's a sauna.
It's so hot in here. I like it, though. I like the fucking heat. I want it warmer in
That's
here.
Why you're the folksy candidate for podcast president.
That's a good point.
Son. He's not bitching. He's
You're an outsider, unlike Ira Glass.
Oh, yeah. He's part of the guy. He's part of the problem.
I don't know him, but fuck Ira Glass.
Hey, guess what? Oh, part of the problem, you can buy Part of the Problem t-shirts and Real Ass Podcast and Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Podcast t-shirts at gasdigitalnetwork.com.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That was a seamless plug.
Oh, yeah.
People are getting upset. People are worried that the show is going to change. We need to, you know, maybe keep...
How the hell is the show going to change?
Well, Louis,
I'm just talking about goddamn Rare Pepes last week.
I'm just saying Louis doesn't like the intro. We might have to...
What?
Yeah, there's some...
What?
Yeah, it's just a little...
He's not happy?
You know, they have like New Jack on Legion of Skank sometimes.
Yeah.
And like, they're, you know, and we have New Jack sampled.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's not that big of a deal. I mean, whatever. You were saying you kind of wanted to change it anyway. You know...
Yeah, on my own fucking terms.
So change it.
But now Lewis has a problem with it.
I don't kind of want
to. So now you like it. Cause
yes, of course I do. I'm an asshole.
Yeah, you did kind of bring that
I mean,
up
I'm just
show,
saying,
so.
Like, maybe we should just, you know.
Play ball.
Give it a shot.
Well,
give it a shot.
Know, play ball. I guess.
Not going to happen.
Make the new boss happy.
Oh, yeah. He is our boss, right? El Jefe? Is that what you call it in the Hispanic community?
Yeah. El Jefe.
Yeah. It's great. Ain't going to fucking happen, Gomez. You know what I mean? Ain't going
to
happen.
I'm just trying to get my fucking, you know, the emblem on that wall. There's three shows up there. Clearly, we're not four.
Yeah, I'm a little mad. I said we were going to have a vinyl placard on the wall. But
I'm just going to carve Chris Stanley rules over there.
I just put Chris Stanley was here. That works too.
All right, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, do you want to just have Ben here or do you want to rule?
I say Ben here. Rule's kind of like.
Just write, damn, Stanley.
Oh, that's good. That ties into this fucking meme,
that's
man.
That's like 15 minutes of fame. Nobody's going to get it. Like,
well, hopefully, that'll give them the incentive that by the time this spirals down, they'll have our vinyl placard on the wall right next to part of the Dave Smith's part of the problem.
If you're going to fucking spray paint it, do it in yellow in honor of his fucking racist friend.
I'm going to use a knife and I'm going to carve. To make sure.
Samurai sword, go
just,
with that.
Just like you do in your arm to feel something.
Exactly. Well, exactly. I do it. You know, that's a pain. That's a pain I can maintain and control. You know, unlike the emotional pain on the inside.
I'm glad you can joke about that now. That makes you
bigger. You're a joke. So kiss my ass. All right. You guys are enjoying your beer. I'm just drinking this clear piss.
Bomb ass wine. Did you keep going with water?
Mm, that's good.
How's your cleanse going, by the way?
Oh, it's great. I'm not sleeping still.
How you
still?
Shit?
You have, no, I just want to make sure. You haven't had any Bacardi Razzin Sprites?
No, I haven't, but I was thinking about having one tonight.
No vodka Red Bulls?
No French 75s.
I don't even know what a French 75 is.
Sevens and sevens? Nothing?
No sevens and sevens.
Mm. No Baileys and water?
Baileys and water? That's disgusting. Who drinks? What sick fuck drinks that?
No Heineken 22s?
It's not a sponsor, dude. Put the fucking beer down.
You haven't done like that one episode of Family Ties where the drunk uncle just chugs vanilla extract out of the closet.
Did that really happen?
In an episode of Family Ties.
You never seen that?
No, man. I didn't watch a lot of Family Ties.
It's so funny. Like, I saw that, and that's like where I learned about alcoholism. But all the people in my family around me were alcoholics at that time.
Oof. And Fred, technically, Cheers, bunch of alcoholics, right?
I guess.
They were lovable alcoholics.
Sam was on the wagon.
Sam, but he is an alcoholic.
He was piping mad ass, though. Technically, he still had an addiction, didn't he? He was like a fucking nympho.
Right? He loved pussy.
Oh, who doesn't?
That fucking guy loved pussy like damn Daniel loves pussy.
The cameraman doesn't love pussy. That who doesn't love pussy? That dude right there.
Or that racist?
That racist, non-pussy loving motherfucker.
Yeah, that Asian hater. Josh from Damn Daniel video.
He's the kind of dude takes his two fingers and slants his eyes on purpose.
Oh my
god, sucking son of a bitch,
Johnny! Did you see that yourself?
I'm pretty sure he does it. If he's making those voices like that, might as well.
I'm gonna call this guy out right now. I want him on this fucking show,
and don't bring your parents. Be a grown up. Be a man.
I'll make out with his mom and his dad right in front of him. Well, I don't care anymore.
Not his dad. His mom.
Yeah,
maybe
you
want to
make
cool.
out with his dad? You go right ahead.
I'll go with his mom. I'll be good with that.
Looks like we're going to double team an old man, Chris.
That's what he gets for having a racist son. It's not gay for us. We're justice rape warriors.
Thank you. It's the war against rape.
Well, is his mom
where's
still
the war for rape?
No, you got to. Sometimes you got to get down in the trenches.
Sure.
You got to use. Fight fire with fire. All
right.
Yeah. We're fighting racism with rape.
Genghis Khan did it all the time. 8% of the world related to the man.
That comes back to the Asians.
No, but they were just throwing. They were just throwing puss at him though.
Well, oh God, yeah, he.
It's that scorched earth. I don't know how that works like that, but
I mean, he just had rape slaves all over the place. Genghis Khan.
Is this kid's mom?
He fucking had a harem, basically.
He really did. Is this kid's mom still alive? Didn't he shoot her with an AK? That was a rumor, right?
That was a swatting incident. Bro.
I don't trust him, bro. He's fucking pretending he's Asian and shit. Maybe he did shoot at his mom. I don't know.
I don't know.
He sounds like a horrible, confused little boy.
Jesus, you're getting weird on me.
Fucking Jesus would have had a time with him. I'll just leave it at that.
We're never supposed to bring up Jesus ever again.
Johnny actually sent me an article the other day, and it just said Black Jesus.
Shout out to our boy George. He sent us the story, son. Good dude.
It just said Black Jesus.
What's that even mean?
And I clicked it, and apparently some guy was just, he got arrested for throwing jizz. In people's faces from like a squirt bottle, like in a car.
I don't know if he was squirting into the bottle though. Maybe he was funneling it.
I don't know. He was just like he was drive by, but like not jizzing on people. He was throwing jizz at them.
Silence of the Lambs style.
And it made me think, why didn't Jesus just spray that in his captor's face to evade like a squid? You know.
Because I'm sure there were a bunch of fucking British cops there busting this shit up. And
they don't have guns.
They don't have guns, though. What are you going to get them in the lolly or whatever they call it?
Just be like, I shot you, motherfucker.
Then we've done even more time. That's like terrorist attack right there.
It's throwing jizzits. I feel like that's like chemical warfare or something.
Biological warfare.
Yeah, he's
throwing fluids on motherfuckers.
Violating the Geneva Convention.
So how'd they find out it was jizz? Did he say that it
was
jizz?
Well, he's been arrested before, so they have his DNA on fucking record. So
they
not the best.
No, a story like this shows up every once in a while. One of my favorites is still, this was years ago.
Oh, the Philly dude, right?
No, the guy on Long Island who got, he was coming in the Greek, when Greek yogurt first got big, like the Chobani and stuff.
Love Chobani.
I don't remember this.
He put his own cum in the Greek yogurt, free samples in front of like a King Cullen or something.
Yeah.
And like basically like since the Greek yogurt tastes a little different, like this woman tasted the sample, went to the manager and was like, I think there's sperm in this, and his reply was, no, it's Greek yogurt, people love it.
Don't worry, it's not jizz. Also, miss, you must take a lot of loads.
She picked it out. She was like, all right, I see that there's real fruit at the bottom.
It's a tad cummy.
And I get the live enzymes, but there's something else alive in there. I feel the tails flagellating.
Ew, man, fuck.
It's the man babies.
Jesus, I remember the lady. Dude in Philly that was like jacking off with fucking burger buns.
This show's talking too much about jizz.
Just saying.
It's two fucking weeks in a row here.
Well.
I thought that was the message for Gas Digital. That's the slug line. We know jizz. It's not very imaginative.
Is that jizz and a little gasoline thing that they have as the emblem? I don't know.
Why doesn't every show on Gas Digital open up with gasolina?
No.
Is that Daddy Yankee?
It's the largest growing demographic in the country, I mean.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at Pepper on his shit.
It's from when we were doing that.
Yeah, super current reference from the from the Hispanic music aficionado, according
to
Kelvin.
But, yeah, well.
Your barber.
Oh, God damn it. Love reggaeton. Big fan.
I can tell by the white way you said it.
Nah.
I like how you wear your shirt now, all button half down. Yeah, you look like you're from Miami, son.
I'm about to take my fucking shirt off. I'm so hot in here.
You like a drug lord of Miami the way you got your shirt on.
I like that. I like that.
You know what? I dare say it. You look like Chris Christie got his shit together.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Very good. Shout out to Chris Christie.
Thank you so much. Yeah, shout out to the big man, Jersey.
How many states
Not
do you
the
think
dead black
taken?
One, Christie.
Oh, fuck.
What are you laughing at? It's a fucking Springsteen reference. Jesus Christ. Seriously, this fucking guy is always trying to bust my balls.
Not at all. Not at all.
I don't get it. Look, I'll tell you something that's freaked me out, even though I don't live there, but I'm sure it's going to come to New York, is in California, they're going to make bartenders take a test. Or
it'll definitely come to New York.
They're going to make bartenders take a test to like identify people who need to be cut off, so that basically to cover their own ass in case, I guess, someone gets drunk at the bar who was overserved, gets into an accident, and then they can sue the bar and the bartender and say, you know, you ruined my life because you served me too much alcohol. Mm-hmm. Not because I don't know how to fucking cut myself off because I'm a drunk piece of human garbage.
Yeah, people don't take personal responsibility anymore. That's a thing.
You know what? You know what, Johnny? That's why this is the number one libertarian podcast in the country.
You know, the boss,
the number one.
You hear me, Dave Smith?
Calling him out.
I'm all about your policies and whatnot. No, seriously. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. I can't believe this is that. But then I read through this article, and there's like 18 states that already do this.
But wait. But
really?
Yeah.
I don't get like this telltale signs to when to cut you. Like, the bar can still make money off of you without serving you drinks. You know that, right?
How's that?
They have a cover charge. They can see you drunk and still let you in.
Okay.
You can pay the fucking cover to come in.
Yeah, whatever. But I'm just saying, like, this is just for, this is the practical sense of this is people who have been at the bar all night or whatever, and they've been drinking, and then at some point they're like, all right, we got to cut this dude off because he's too fucked up.
I'm going to keep a G with you. This sounds like a fucking your boy Bloomberg conspiracy. Uber, right?
Oh,
the bar can call Uber to pick him up, right? Oh, like, yo, you're too fucked up, dog. You can't drive.
Yeah. Call that Uber, dog.
Who you think makes money off
car?
A get car.
Bloomberg. You know what? Don't shit on Get. It's a great app.
All right.
Do you think you think this is coming to New York?
I mean, eventually, everything like this will come to New York. I'm sure it's like a very easy test. It's like passing the
bar,
the health department test.
Nothing.
No. No. Yeah, like, a very simple test. Yeah,
you left that. I left that one alone. Good try.
They didn't even register as a joke.
No.
You know what? Kiss my ass.
Is that your new catchphrase? It's twice.
I don't remember ever getting cut off at a bar.
There's a reason you don't remember it.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Do I have to get my fucking... get my dick cut off tonight.
BK Chris got a story.
I've seen it. No, I mean, we've talked about nights you've gotten cut off. You
don't, I don't
you've been all right, first of all, if you've been thrown out of a bar because of the way you're acting, that's being cut off for being too drunk.
Yeah, that's...
Because if you're acting that way because you're too drunk,
yeah,
that's being cut off because you're too drunk.
Oh, boy. So, like, Wait, no, hold on. No. They want me out of the bar. They don't want me in the bar anymore, so they kick me out. But
it's cut off though.
But
because you're acting like an asshole.
Yeah, I'm acting like an asshole.
Now why are you doing that?
Because I had a couple, all right?
That's, being cut off because you're too drunk.
I don't see that as being cut off. I think there's a difference. I think getting kicked out of a bar is not getting cut off.
Yeah, it's far worse.
Yes, yeah, it is worse. I'll fucking agree with you on that. It is worse. But I don't think it's getting cut off. I don't think
it's not only that, it's being cut off. It's being cut off in a way where the bartender is frightened of you and asks the bouncer to throw you out.
We've established this. Right.
As a result of getting kicked out of the bar, yes, you're cut off. I mean, this is a cause and effect fucking thing here. Mm. But I don't think it counts as a straight up like cut off moment. I remember someone wanted to cut me off once, but then I was like, nah, I got this. Don't worry. And I was able to talk myself into more alcohol.
Oh my God.
I mean,
I think I was with you too.
Yeah, but
I think I was spitting in the bar.
Yeah, that's probably just because you were
in the fucking bar. You were spitting on.
No, I was sitting down like at a table in somewhere in a bar. When did I get kicked out of a bar?
Definitely that St. Patrick's Day we've talked about a number of times. Where you ended up sleeping in a phone booth and then in a pile of garbage.
Oh, there was a St. Patrick's Day, but probably what, 12, 13 years ago at this point.
God. Yeah, about
we're
that.
We're fucking old, and I passed out in a. This is where I heckle a comedian.
Oh,
grab someone's girlfriend's ass and then. And then passed out a pile of garbage in the street. And it was like a shitty night out, too. It was like a really bad St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, it was like raining.
It was snowing.
Yeah, it was cold.
It was snowing earlier in the fucking day. Okay, so that was one time. Do you remember ever getting kicked out of, or not kicked out of, but cut off at a bar?
There was one bar I like tripped into the doorway.
Jesus.
And the bartender just looked at me and was like, nope, not having a good night, buddy. Can't deal with you. And I was like, fair enough. And I just walked out.
You got me. I can't even walk at this point.
God damn. Just going into the fucking ball. You didn't even make it to the actual
ball. I mean, to be fair, I probably wasn't that drunk, but I did like trip on the way into the bar. And that's mostly just because I'm, you know, oafish.
Yeah, a little
but I'm
bit.
Saying
fine,
you've
though.
Done like bounce work before too. You've kicked motherfuckers.
Oh yeah, I've absolutely thrown people out of the bar.
You've cut people. Oh, when you worked at Dutch Kills.
Yeah, yeah. I've definitely had to. I mean, I saw a guy. I mean, a guy called me a racist for it, but I saw he
was right.
Yeah, totally. It was a white dude though. Weird.
Yeah, you don't like your own.
No, but he just like you know how we had like a long hallway, and he just ping ponged down the hallway on the way out to smoke a cigarette, and he came back in and did the same thing, and I just stopped him, and I was like, hey man, I can't let you back in here like that. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, you couldn't walk straight down this hallway twice. And then he didn't call me racist. His female friend, of course, called me a racist.
What a bitch.
But why? Why does she call you racist?
Because I wasn't throwing any white people out. And I was like, I didn't see any white people do exactly what he did right where I was standing.
Was it a black dude?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But he was light-skinned.
I thought you were serious.
He would have passed the paper bag test.
Oh, my God.
Oh, come on. No, you don't
what? I'm just saying it was less racist is all I'm saying.
Kicking a motherfucker out.
He was drunk. That's why I was justified.
But you don't get a
this
fucking brown paper.
This podcast stinks of racism.
He was wearing white sneakers, baggy jeans.
Damn, racist guy.
And a do-rag. I couldn't let him in. No, we don't have a
racist word.
I mean, bar dress codes are pretty much may as well just say no black people. Like we didn't have a dress code at the bar I worked at.
Johnny's on.
But any bar with a dress code, what does it say? No fitted hats.
No Tims.
I don't do that anymore.
No white sneakers. White sneakers. Only black people could pull off white sneakers. Let's face it.
You talking about crispy whites?
People with fucking like khakis.
Some other Spanish people.
White Reebok gum soles 2 days ago.
You're a girl though. That doesn't count. I'm talking about dudes.
Yeah, they like
just,
having
let's face it. Don't let black chicks in a bar as long as you know. That's another thing. Why are they saying no weaves? Why is it saying no weaves on all these dress codes?
Well, I've never seen that, but they usually do have a cut
off.
Like,
stay woke,
shit.
Johnny. You're not woke.
No.
You didn't even catch that kid was in yellow face. You're not woke enough.
That might be a thing, but they usually do cut off like groups of black chicks I've seen at bars, like no more than four at the same time. I remember those chicks on that fucking wine tree. Yeah, they do that shit.
The only bar you hang out is in Sin City, and there's no way they cut off more than four black chicks at one time.
No, well, they work there, A, and B, Sin City doesn't cut you off, because they know they charge you $10 at the ATM. Well, it went up to 15, actually, but...
That's not bad.
15 at a fucking strip club?
Strip club ATMs are like $40 sometimes.
Where the fuck do you go?
He goes to baller-ass strip club. Sorry, Johnny.
Apparently, son.
I've used an ATM like twice in my entire life. Like,
Well, you've cut the cord. You're off the grid.
Other than this podcast, you're pretty good at it.
I'm living out of a duffel bag that I keep under a floorboard. I mean, that's how I go.
Are you a prepper? Is that what's going on with you?
Prepper ideas, bro.
Jesus Christ, bro. Man, this is fucked up. We've all been cut. Wait, Johnny, have you been cut off
once or twice in my life?
Tell me.
I got kicked out of Citi Field.
That's see. I don't think
at the bar at McFadden's and shit. I fell asleep on the bar. I had a little
getting kicked out is being cut off.
I know that getting cut off is a result of getting kicked out, but I think it's different. I think it's a different thing other than like you're cut off, bro.
So nah, what's going to be on this test? Is it, was there a sample list of questions?
No, there wasn't. No, I mean.
So what do you? I mean, but what do you think it'll be?
It'll just be like identify. Like they'll give out a bunch of examples of how someone's acting.
Someone seems to be having a good time.
Yeah, but
throw them out. They're clearly drunk.
No, cut them off. Don't
like,
throw them
how
out.
Many fucking famous people you get at a bar, and you know they get fucked up. You're not gonna kick them
well,
out.
Yeah, well, there's a difference between way and shit. Fucking regular people, the plebes,
it's not
or
fair.
The plebs. I'm still not sure which way is to say way correctly. What is it, Dana?
Plebes.
The plebes. Thank you. Finally, someone's answered this question.
I answered the question that way, and you said I don't trust your answer.
I trust Dana a lot more than you.
Chris. She's awesome at a job.
Plebes and the fucking good people. You know, what I call the regular fucking better than the shitty fucking regulars.
Where's your people. Make America great hat again, you motherfucker?
I don't know. I think I might have lost it. It's somewhere in my office. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm fucking lose more hats than God knows
I'm
what.
But you've seen people kicked out of bars. Don't you think chicks get it worse than guys? Like, when they fucking leave, they put up a fucking fight, dude. They do not want to fucking leave.
What kind of bars are you fucking drinking at?
Dude, I've been in some shitholes in my lifetime. I'm not going to lie. Not every place is a fucking Tad Steakhouse, but, you know, shit happens.
I don't think women have it worse. I think...
chicks definitely. Because you...
In what sense?
Like the bartender
getting thrown out of a bar?
I think so.
No, they give so much leeway to a chick who's way too drunk in a bar.
Nah, I disagree. Because they can hit a guy. A fucking bouncer really can't hit a chick. Once you hit a chick, you're fucked.
Not if the chick hits you first.
That they always say that, but I've seen guys lose their licenses and shit. Bars do not put up with that shit. A lot of guys ain't even bonded anymore. Like, a lot of bouncers back in the day used to be fucking bonded. Like, cops off duty.
What do you mean? You have to have a security license to work as a bouncer in New York City.
Yeah, but some guys used to be, like, fucking bonded and shit because they came from companies and shit. Everybody has a license or not, but a boss doesn't.
Well, now what you have is bouncer companies.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. I always thought it was just, like, regular security.
No, you have bouncer companies. Guys who have worked in security in various places. No, there's not bouncer schools. You just get a security license, and they have, like, a license. It's a service.
You watch, like, fucking Roadhouse all day, and then you got to answer some questions, and then you get licensed and whatnot?
No, it's a security license. You get a security guard license to be a... You need a security guard license to be a bouncer. But they have agencies if you need, you know, they send them to different places. This way they have five or six guys. If somebody needs coverage, they just slide in with somebody else instead of it's not one...
I'm saying, but, like, you've kicked people out before. I remember you told me some shit, like, a girl gave you shit one time. It was pretty bad. I'm pretty sure girls give you more shit than a guy.
Yeah, a girl can give you more shit, but they get more leeway before they get thrown out, is what I'm saying.
I'm not saying they don't get more. I'm just saying they act worse than guys who are getting fucking kicked out.
Oh, yeah, when they're getting... Most guys will just leave a bar getting kicked out. Every once in a while, there'll be an issue.
A dude that thinks he's Roddy Piper and shit wants to fight motherfuckers in the alley and whatnot, but...
I mean, we saw that one dude who was like a small white dude who was saying racist shit to the bartender down at the bouncer down at Bull McCabe's.
And oh yeah,
he was a small dude, and he took a beating. Yeah. He just got up and was still cursing.
Shout out to Lance. Lance whooped that ass. Shout out to Lance.
You mean Keith?
I thought it was Lance.
No, you just picked a random name that you associated with black guys.
Oh, all right, Keith. Oh yeah, you're right, Keith. Yeah.
There you go. Johnny's as racist as Asian hating Josh.
I'm not making voices, asshole.
He's just calling black guys wherever he thinks he should.
That's the new headline: is racist Asian hating Josh and Bronx Johnny murder suicide.
That ain't happening.
Oh man, you guys are having sex with each other?
No,
he might be underage.
I mean,
dude.
He's so hot right now.
Don't even make that joke.
All right, never mind. I take that back, Data. Mark it. Oh, you listen to High Society Radio, IHS Radio Show on Twitter.
Damn.
High Society Radio on Instagram. Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. And we're on the Gas Digital Network now. GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Same exact show as it has always been.
You can go to Gas
Digital. For now.
You can go to GasDigitalNetwork.com to get all sorts of dope-ass merch for the Part of the Problem podcast, the Real-Ass podcast, and the Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll podcast. And coming soon, the High Society Radio.
We got some ill swag, too, son.
Do we? I haven't even seen any swag.
No, he's saying it in the way his young boyfriend, Josh, says it.
Okay.
What the fuck does that mean?
What? I'm just saying that's how the kids use the word swag, not as actual merchandise. You know.
It is merchandise. We have
He's your merchandise. I know you make him hold your pocket in the yard.
No.
That's creepy. Why do you guys have a prison relationship?
That's what Josh is into.
You guys are out in the world.
Oh, man.
You're not in the shit. Jesus, bruh. Did you see this Reddit article about some Irish dude said like I'm coming to America. This was something he posted on Reddit. He said, I'm coming to LA because some people just tell me things about LA like I don't know how safe it is or whatever. And then people just started posting in this thread, they started posting like descriptions of the plots of movies that were shot in LA. And this guy fucking believed them.
Ah, that's awesome.
So, one of the posts is, I remember this is what someone was responding to this dude who had the question of how's LA? Well, I like it there. I remember a few years ago, the case of Simon Phoenix. This psychopath kidnapped a busload of tourists, murdered them all, and somehow convinced the jury a police officer was to blame. They even made a movie about it, though they took a few liberties with the story. On a side note, LA is a pretty progressive area. I would recommend at least learning how to use the three seashells before you come. And his response, this guy had a legitimate response, this fucking Irishman, said, three seashells? What? Johnny, you gotta calm down.
Somebody made a meme on how you can use the three seashells. See, this guy wasn't using Reddit to its full potential.
Wait, someone figured out how to use the three seashells?
Yeah. I mean, it's more of a joke, but I mean, you just wipe your ass with the seashells and then throw them away.
No. Oh, okay. That's the most basic fucking thing. I thought it was like a trick behind it.
No. No trick.
It's a little sleight of hand. You know
what?
You gotta get that seashell in your asshole.
Reading the plot of Demolition Man kind of makes me want to watch it again.
It's a good great fucking movie. And it ages well.
That was a pretty ridiculous story. That fucking who's the main dude? Wesley Snipes killed an entire busload of people.
Sam Phoenix.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, he had that. What's it? The California Love style fortress.
Yeah.
The Thunderdome kind of shit in L.A.
And oh yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the future, all restaurants are Taco Bell. Remember that, folks. And then some other people posted more plots. I love it here. Last night I was out for a walk when this woman came up to me and needed to have sex with me, and she kept asking for a baby. Then the police showed up and totally cock-blocked me because they claimed she was an alien. She wasn't even Hispanic looking. That's Species.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it sounded like...
I loved Species when I was fucking
one kid. And two was good money, son.
I did see the second one. At that point, like, Michael Madsen's character was like a Blackwater character. It was fucking weird. Yeah, it wasn't the same chick either.
I didn't get what was he actually? Was he a cop or FBI? I don't know, man.
I have no idea.
There was mad sex and all, so shout out to softcore porn.
I like to think he was just Mr. Blonde, and they put him in like a Suicide Squad situation.
Did he get killed in that movie?
No.
No. He survived to the sequel.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't make it to part three, though.
That's sad. Did he impregnate her?
I didn't know it. I don't Species think made it to part three.
Yeah. That
tell you.
Though there's like six. Remember that movie, The Substitute?
Oh, yeah. Like Treat Williams.
There's like
got one.
Six
yeah.
of those.
Oh, yo, what? Just a substitute teacher losing his shit?
There's no, like a substitute teacher being like a mercenary and going into some school and just murking out the kids who are drug dealers.
What?
I've never seen that.
That was one movie that came out in the 90s when we were kids. The Substitute, it was
called. The first one was Tom Berenger.
Yeah, it was. Okay, yeah, that's who it was.
And Mark Anthony was a bad guy, right?
I really don't even remember
that. I thought Mark Anthony was a bad guy.
It was definitely a Spanish person. Yeah, I mean, that was the time of Kindergarten Cop where Spanish bad guys were the rage.
I never fucking understood, though. Was he there on purpose or did he just like have enough and that was it?
I thought he was there on purpose. Or did he get drummed out of some legal organization?
So the Substitute was a bad person.
No, he was
a good person.
He did bad things. The union would have definitely let his ass go.
But he was shooting children.
So he was a vigilante.
Yeah.
Like the definitely. Punisher.
But they made six of those movies.
It's pretty cool. It really made six, huh?
I think they made something like that. Let me look it up.
I know there was one with Treat Williams. I know that shit. I only know those two. Berenger and Treat Williams.
Love Tom Berenger.
Tom Berenger, Major Leagues, that's my dude, son. One and two, you ain't fucking with me.
I was looking for a short plot summary, and all I'm finding is like lots of paragraphs.
Yo,
like,
they wrote mad shit. That's a deep movie.
Yeah, bro. Okay, that's it. So wait, was he sent there, or was he just like drummed out of the military and then went there?
He botched mission in Cuba, professional mercenary.
What?
Reunited with his fiance. That's really touching.
Pretty hot.
His fiance was Michelle Pfeiffer from Dangerous Minds.
What?
That's Peppa's movie, son.
You were just fucking with
okay.
Me.
So his fiance is a teacher in a school, and there's like some violence there, so he goes undercover.
Oh, damn.
As a substitute teacher. I thought maybe as a student.
So yeah, he's a vigilante.
I'm not really thinking.
It's Tom Berenger played a student. It's like an episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns and Smithers tried to be the bullies.
Jesus. So he goes on his cover as a substitute teacher to save his girlfriend.
Oh, toothpicks coming out.
I don't remember that. Yeah. Oh, man.
See, Chris Christie, you were looking good. Razor Ramon.
I look like a worse Razor Ramon, present day Razor Ramon.
Not even so.
I don't mean to say that about Razor. We all love Razor.
Damn.
God.
I feel some sort of way about that. That's terrible.
Did the substitute take place in L.A.? Someone should have posted that.
Yeah, probably. It looked like it did.
Sounds like it. I mean,
I think Ernie Hudson was the principal, and he was the bad guy and all that shit.
It took place in Miami.
Oh. Yeah, same shit. Same shit.
No, it's not. It's
no, it's the same shit.
Opposite fucking
same
coast,
guys running the drugs. It's the same shit.
So. No, wasn't Ernie Hudson the principal in that calculus movie with James Olmos or whatever?
No.
I have no idea.
I gotta teach these
about.
Kids.
Yeah, that one.
I don't know. I never saw that movie.
Yeah, don't. It's not worth it, son. Edward James Olmos is an ugly motherfucker, but God bless him. He made some money in Hollywood.
I just watched Summer School.
Great actor, though.
And Stand By Me. Those are my two
That's
school
some
movies.
Real white shit, son.
Summer School's mad entertaining. I don't give a fuck.
That's the dude from NCIS, right? Mark Harmon?
I believe it's
he's
Mark Harmon.
He's the cool fucking teacher you get in Summer
cool
School.
Oh, he's cool as shit.
But you're going to get a regular
job?
What
was his name? Was his name Coop, just like in Hanging with Mr.
Cooper?
I think so.
I think it was Coop.
I think it was. Yo, the dude that played Chainsaw was just in an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh, how he looking?
He's bald. I don't know if that was a prop. Was that a prop?
What's that?
Was that like, is he really bald? Or was that like prop bald?
Watch the show, man.
I can't tell, man. Like, when they took the cap off, he was bald, though.
Well, yeah, then, okay, you ruined it for anyone who hasn't seen it. Yeah, he's wearing this wig, so he still looks like Chainsaw. Yeah.
Wait, so he came back as a character? He was, like, in character?
It was, like, an 80s homage to, like, skating.
It's like, what was that that skiing movie? Better Off Dead?
Better Off Dead.
Cusack.
Yeah, it was an homage to that.
That's awesome, man. I love that fucking guy.
That's great, son.
I love Chainsaw. And that girl that played a stripper or whatever was going to become a stripper. She was hot as fuck.
Who?
Oh, it was some like hot chick in his summer school class.
Oh, I got to look it up again.
You have to look it up, dude. You have to fucking
watch
it.
They give it on AMC in the summer, which is kind of weird.
No, it's not. They're playing a movie called Summer School in the summer. That's
they should play it in the winter. It'd be like Christmas in July kind of
deal. USA used to run films like that. They switched it up on me.
Well, I remember fucking US Up All Night with Rhonda Shearer, bro.
Yeah, she had them bomb ass titties. Little worn down. But goddamn, Ron, this shit. She made it to a WrestleMania, right?
I don't know.
I thought she did. Her and Pam Anderson at WrestleMania.
Oh, you two assholes love wrestling. Didn't fucking Shane O'Mac come back?
Shane McMahon.
Oh, damn it. Did you tell him?
No, I didn't tell him.
You son of a bitch.
I'm sorry, dude. I have an internet connection. I saw all the marks marked the fuck out for Shane O'Mac.
Oh, I'm a mark, motherfucker? Yo, he was supposed to be in Korea. I don't know how he got there so fucking fast.
He teleported like his opponent at WrestleMania, The Undertaker.
Yo, that's crazy. So I would not have taken that match.
So, all right, so what exactly happened? I tried to fucking find, like, video of him coming out. I couldn't find it.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, he was wearing Jordans and a suit.
Oh, what?
Well, with jeans. It was like...
It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
It was casual Friday for the fucking businessman.
So is Shane O'Mac back in the company?
Right yeah, now? He's fighting The Undertaker for control of Monday Night Raw. Because yeah. Apparently when he left, it said in his contract that he could take over Monday Night Raw. Spoiler alert.
He lent his daddy some money. Fucking Vince owes some money to him. And shit.
Oh shit!
Supposedly, there's a briefcase that Shane has
with pictures.
And if he loses to
stuff.
The Undertaker, he has to hand over the briefcase to Vince.
And that was weird that they said pictures, though, right?
You think?
I didn't know what that meant. No. So I don't, what is that?
I mean, I'd imagine. I mean, there's that Shawn Michaels rumor that's been going around.
Right.
Since
the 90s. Don't acknowledge that shit on this show.
Well, we're not going to acknowledge that that's probably what's in the briefcase. We're not going to speculate what's in Shane McMahon's briefcase. It's probably
like, look at it like this. It's
pictures of Shawn Michaels canoodling
it's not
with Vince
fucking
McMahon.
It's Pulp Fiction briefcase. It's probably like, you know, him fucking Trish Jackson.
It's his soul?
I don't know if Vince has a soul.
Exactly. So it's clearly pictures of him fucking Shawn Michaels. Because anybody want pictures of him fucking Trish. Anybody would want pictures of themselves fucking Trish Stratus out there.
I know Vince had to have gunned that down. He just like fucking demeaned her so badly.
He's not
he had
gonna
to.
Cheat on Linda. So why don't you?
He did. She was in a wheelchair. He cheated so bad. She got out the wheelchair.
What do you mean? Kobe bought his chick a ring. He got her two Senate campaigns.
Losing Senate campaigns.
He still got her the campaigns.
Face.
She'll probably be Trump's running mate.
You think?
I mean, he is a WWE Hall of Famer.
Yes, and he's the biggest WWE Hall of Famer they've ever had.
Trump is in the WWE Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he
is. Celebrity one.
I had no idea.
He hosted WrestleMania 4 and 5 consecutively via 8 seats.
What? He hosted them? Oh, because yeah, Trump. Was that a Trump Plaza or whatever? Or Trump,
he was married to Ivanka.
Ivanka, yes.
Bitch.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. So is this at WrestleMania, this Shane McMahon match?
Hell in the Cell, son. BK
Hell in the Cell?
Undersold it. Oh, I wouldn't have taken it.
When is WrestleMania?
Next month, yeah.
Definitely.
No,
you're watching. You can come over. I'm gonna have people over for WrestleMania.
I'll come watch WrestleMania with you.
I'm gonna get a big sandwich, probably.
I like sandwiches. That's my thing. I love a big fucking sandwich.
Yeah, everybody.
And I love Shane O'Mac.
You gonna make your White Castle dip?
Yeah, I'll make the White Castle dip.
Nice. About time. Save me some.
What?
He's not gonna come.
I'm gonna show him. I showed up.
You said that last year. Remember, I got ginger ale and chicken strips for him. He didn't come.
Oh shit, you're gonna have finger
foods. Shut the fuck up.
Of course I'll have finger foods. I'm a good host.
You're gonna have like those mini hot dogs.
Oh, that's your feast.
You have wieners, cocktail wieners or whatever.
Maybe. I mean, everybody loves those, so probably.
That's it. Pigs in a blanket. Yeah.
Pigs in a blanket.
Get some pigs in a blanket.
As long as we're talking about hot dogs, why the fuck is Burger King making hot dogs?
I haven't tried them, but they look fantastic.
I had some. They're delicious.
I mean, hot dogs off of a grill are good, but I don't trust something called Burger King with my hot dogs.
They got prime meat in that shit. I trust it more
than... It says prime meat in the commercial? Because that seems like false advertising.
It has to be prime meat.
It seems like all the burgers that fall on the floor, they make it to...
I love a goddamn Burger King cheeseburger. But what the hell are you telling me that how millennials are too lazy to make cereal? I have no idea what you're talking about.
How did you segue like that?
It's food.
Yeah, we're all... Oh, this is our food break? Yeah, there was some survey that came out. It was like cereal sales are down, and they just and they just did a survey of people.
I just invested $15,000 in the Kellogg's.
Invented $15,000 in the Kellogg's.
What I meant to say. Their sales are down.
Yeah,
my stock guy told me that Kellogg's was looking hot this quarter.
That don't make sense.
Yeah, why would he say that?
No, I'm saying Kashi. Don't they make money?
Yeah, but overall cereal sales are down.
Kashi, not Kashi.
And they said in the the younger demographics is that people don't want to eat that for breakfast. They just have a protein bar because they don't want to have to. They're too lazy to clean up the bowl.
I have a friend. I've had the cinnamon toast cereal bar. It's just fantastic. It's actually better than cereal. I haven't had a Cut'n Crunch bar yet. They need to make that.
So yeah, that's actually the thing. People are buying the same cereal in bar form, and there's like a little bit of hardened milk in the middle.
No,
you know what that makes sense. You don't got to get a spoon for it. It's fucking edible. You can eat it on a train.
Don't say this.
Wait, you know what is that? Honey Graham cereal? Is it just Honey Grahams?
Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams. Thank you. Yeah, they do a s'mores bar, which is fucking unbelievable.
No, I like that. That's a candy bar.
Stop talking about everyone should buy cereal.
It's still a fucking cereal.
It says s'mores on the thing. Cereal doesn't mean it's
Crave. Crave came out with s'mores for the fucking cereal brand. It's a chocolate fucking little thing inside a Graham thing, and you put it in the fucking milk.
And that's what these people are eating for breakfast.
What? That's the cereal form. So they're probably getting the bar version of it. I eat Nature's Valley. I shit right. I feel good in the morning.
There's no way you shit right.
I shit right all the time,
dog. Not after him and Josh are done.
Your dick's hard when you shit? Is that what you just said?
Gotta be, right? You guys don't get hard when you shit, no?
No. Is that weird? Not once is that ever
happened. Get the unicorn
horn.
Just right up. No? Nothing?
I like to get a stroke before I get out of bed to even take a shit, actually. I'll be honest with you.
I know.
What the fuck?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Makes me feel
fucking sick. That probably means you're gay.
Not at all. Nothing's going in. It's coming out. Why would it?
I mean, it has to come out to go back in, doesn't it?
Why would your shit go back in? What kind of shit did you
take? I'm just saying dicks for you.
Let me try
this. You're gay. Josh.
Let me explain something to Johnny.
Okay.
Go for it.
Why this might be homosexual. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't care.
I'm sweating kind of hard.
This would be like, all right, so a dude is living inside your asshole, and he's fucking you.
Is that what shits do?
It's basically like it's a dude inside of you, and they're fucking themselves out of your body.
I can't be gay, son. I take probiotics. I'm good money.
That's kind of gay, too.
No, what, probiotics?
Yeah, it's living enzymes inside your stomach.
What are people always taking?
What?
Antibiotics.
Good
Why?
God.
Because viruses are bad. So why would you want...
Well, antibiotics don't do anything to
so
viruses.
Wait a minute.
Smart guy.
So wait a minute. Probiotics are
I have a degree
like,
in antibiotics.
Wait a minute.
Probiotics?
Jizz pills? I'm eating jizz pills?
You're not following what I'm saying.
There's live enzymes in there.
So it's like jizz pills. It's like that South Carolina dude just fucking jizzed all in my pills.
It could be jizz pills, yeah.
You know, they're working on freeze-dried poop pills to help people lose weight because that is a true thing.
Yeah, that actually is real.
It's being tested in Cambridge, Massachusetts right now.
Yeah, it's basically instead of doing... You remember fecal transplants came out a few years ago?
Oh, I do remember that.
It's a way to do that without... The grosser, it's less. What it's technically fuck? Less gross to eat, how in my that? Opinion, to eat some capsules filled with shit, than to the alternative is they shoot it into your asshole with a gun. So I don't know which is more gross: having shit shot back up into your asshole, or to eat a couple of gel caps filled with poop. I don't
know. Probably eating the shit because you literally eating shit. You're not tasting it if it's getting
shot. Something really gross about like I picture like the mayonnaise gun that puts the mayo on a McChicken, just going up and being filled with shit and just like I assume like I'm not a scientist, but that's how I would do it.
I never confuse you.
This is how we're ending the show this week. with this crazy shit talk?
Well, I actually did watch a YouTube tutorial on how to do a home fecal transplant because, you know, like as you do, you just watch it.
So I was right.
Yeah. Well, what you like mix it up with distilled water and then you just put it in an enema bag and go to town.
See, that is way worse.
Go to town? What kind of shit is that?
That is way worse because there's so many more steps than just buying a pill and swallowing it. There's just, you gotta mix it. You gotta make shit batter.
You're literally eating shit, though. You hear me on that, right?
It's in a gel cap. You swallow it down.
It's still going down.
Like you and Josh. You know what I'm talking about. You swallow it down so you don't taste it.
No.
We have to stop talking about this right now.
Also, on a side note, I'd like to wish BK Chris fucking good luck tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
Because Friday, he's getting surgery.
What are you getting surgery on, bro?
My foot.
What's wrong with your foot?
There's some bone spurs.
What the fuck does that mean, baby? You balling too hard?
Yeah,
fucking draining shit.
There's just some in my big toe. There's some excess bone that's banging into the other side of my foot, and it hurts a lot. I'm just gonna get it shaved down, and I'll be fine.
You gotta be careful though. You know, Bernie Mac and Raul Julia died on the fucking operating table,
and Kanye's mom.
Oh shit, hell yeah, Donda West.
It's a minimally invasive procedure.
Yo, shit happens on that table, bro.
If I choose to be knocked out,
just don't choose to be knocked out. Say fuck you.
It seems like a free high though.
Tell that it is a free high. It's you a get high fucking as fuck.
Not really though. You get the come down. You don't get the high, right?
I don't know, man.
Gas
before you get knocked out, before they put you down, it feels pretty fucking good. You stay off like a minute, it's pretty dope.
I think
like
I could fight it.
Second time.
Everybody
says that.
Like when you take Ambien,
you can't fight it.
Nah, you're not fighting
it. Here's the thing. I want them to try to put me under, and then like if it doesn't work a little, maybe they up my painkiller prescription.
Nah, there's no way. That gas will put you down. When's the last time you got gassed?
At the doctor, at the dentist, like 2 weeks ago.
You sound like you get gas for everything, huh, son?
Yeah, man, that's my shit.
Jesus.
There's a can of nitrous underneath this goddamn fucking table.
He's got a fucking...
Sometimes I just do whippets in my house.
Somebody has an addiction.
Whenever the camera's on you two assholes, I'm just fucking ripping them. Why next week we're keeping the camera on you guys the entire time.
You're like Lord Humongous and shit from fucking Mad Max.
I'm just Humongous. I beat you to it.
I didn't say that. Oh, that hurts.
Also, I'm a Nazi. Also, I'm suffering from radiation poisoning. And I also have a giant fucking magnum in my fucking... Also, I have, an army of gay dudes.
You know way too much about the dentist.
I know. I've seen the Road Warrior bad times.
I didn't know the backstory like that, though. Fucking hell. I don't think I've ever known anything about anything like that.
You've ever known fucking anything about anything, Johnny?
Notice how your name wasn't brought up in the entire most informed member of this show.
I never would have assumed
competition.
I didn't throw my name out there. I just voted.
All right.
I think we decided it was me.
Our black asses are done for week two.
What?
You gotta go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Gasdigitalnetwork.com. We get all that sorts of dope ass merch. Part of the problem. T-shirts, Real Ass Podcast T-shirts, SDR T-shirts, and hopefully one day HSR, High Society Radio merchandise. Is there anything but T-shirts on there, Dana?
Not yet, I don't think.
You can get a nice onesie.
You can get a onesie.
Hey, hurry up. I'm filling up over here.
Maybe you
can
get stickers.
You know what? I love
Part stickers. Of the problem, Hacky Sax, because he's a fucking hippie.
All right. I like that. I like Hacky Sax. It's pretty dope. What are you laughing at, dude? Seriously. Why are you making a mockery of our show?
This is serious business. You guys don't want to piss off the boss. This is really bad. You guys laughing like this.
It's really bad. We look like assholes.
Yeah. Right now. What do you think? This is a comedy show?
Yeah, right?
I don't see anybody laughing.
This cannot be fucking classified as a comedy show. Damn. We're too fucking dumb. All right. That's it. We're Dunsky. Thank you, Gas Digital Network. This is week two. Will there be a week three? I don't know. Luis J. Gomez is texting and calling me right now.
As long as I don't die on the table, I think we'll be fine, though.
All right. Oh, yeah. If you're gone, me and Johnny got this. Don't worry, Chris. All right, cool.
You're not going to find a third person named Chris. That sounds fucking difficult.
Yeah, that's good.
Where would you find that?
One, right?
All right. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bye. Oh,
don't ask why. Show me the way to the neck, little girl. Little girl, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you.